Thank you for helping today. Have a good trip.
Yes, sir. I see you next
week. See you tomorrow, same bath.
That's right.
See you next week.
The last thing that we touched on was the fact that what we learned from Rabbi Elazar, that he said that that everything a person does should be for the sake of heaven. And we mentioned really yesterday that your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be something that's endless. Everything that you do, even something mundane, like going to work, like eating, everything that you can do, you change from a routine a thing into a holy situation. Why? By the power of your mouth. I'm going to work so I can do tzedakah, so I can feed my family. I'm going to eat so I can be healthy, so I can worship Hashem. Everything that I do in life, I can turn into something that is holy. He continues here. He brings here the inyan of having a part also of being partners in the Talmud Torah. Okay, and we mentioned also, so if you had a person who is just unbelievably extremely busy and he doesn't have time, but at least he finds 5 minutes somehow, 5 minutes to learn. But if he is involved in Torah study, I mean to say, if he has his hand in supporting yeshiva and Talmudei Torah and Jewish schools, that everything that they learn, when he comes to Shemayim after 120 years, they say, here's where everything you've learned. He's going to say, I never learned that. He said, but you always supported those yeshivat to learn those things. So helek, half a part of that Torah that they've learned is your part of the Torah. And he says, a lot of times you ask a person, you say, how would you like to have a son who's a Talmid Hacham? He says, oh, I wish that would be a great blessing. What a great wish for me to have a Talmid who's going to be Hacham. He says, no problem. If from the beginning, from the onset, you also are involved with Torah study and supporting Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you that you would also have a child who is a part of that Torah world. So you see the give and take here, and what you concentrate your efforts in, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. We mentioned that just the fact of that finding the 5 minutes, I don't remember who it was. I just want to pick names. But somebody came to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, I am so busy. I have buildings and I have so much stuff that I'm doing. I calculated my minutes and I can only find 5 minutes a day to learn Torah. I said, what do you suggest I learn? He said, learn Musar. He said, what about Gemara? I said, learn Musar. He said, if you learn Musar for 5 minutes a day, you'll realize that you have more than 5 minutes every day to learn Torah. This was the whole point.